From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Marty Robbins.
I'd like to find somebody who could be just halfway true, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you. I'd like to pull up stakes and leave, ask what I'd like to do, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't be so blue. If I'd quit seeing you long ago, I wouldn't be loving you. Well, you keep me so mixed up inside the things you say and do, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't be so blue. If I'd quit seeing you long ago, I wouldn't be loving you. Well, you keep me so mixed up inside the things you say and do, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you.
Well, thank you, folks, and from all of your friends at the Grand Ole Opry, a warm welcome to our country music doings tonight. Grantland, how about a little rundown on who's with us tonight?
Coming right up, Marty, because Cousin Minnie Pearl is here. So is Rod Brassfield, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And there are two other folks heading our way right now. First, there's our guest for tonight, a fine young fella from up Louisiana way with a big bundle of good country songs, Jimmy Newman. And one more. You know, too many Saturday nights ago, a great little friend of ours took a leave of absence from the Opry to make his first major motion picture. And we've really missed him, and we're very happy to say welcome home, Rodney Brassfield! All right.
Well, much obliged, man. Good to see you. Howdy, Marty.
Howdy, Ronnie.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
I've been glad.
What are you looking for?
Huh?
I said, what are you looking for?
My watch. I lost my watch.
Well, where did you lose it?
Oh, I don't know. I turned it back at auditorium somewhere in that parking lot out there.
Well, why don't you go out there and look for it?
Well, it's too dark out there.
Hey, Rodney, they tell me you've been up in New York. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been up there.
Well, did you have any fun at all?
Yeah, I had fun. But there's one thing about New York I don't like.
What's that?
That's all them hotels has got them great big old thick Turkish towels. Great big old thick ones. That big thick towel.
Well, now, what's wrong with a big thick towel?
Well, they just make my suitcase so hard they should.
Oh, well, gander. But say, Rodney, why don't you tell us about your trip? Did you have a nice room at the hotel?
Yeah, sure did. Had a nice room at the hotel. It was a room with adjoining.
Adjoining what?
I don't know. Never could get the door open. I had some fun one day there. Marty, I went over and visited with my cousin Carl Brassfield and his wife. Mm-hmm. Found out they lived up there. Mm-hmm. You didn't never know Carl, I don't reckon, did you?
Never had the pleasure.
Well, now, Carl is one Brassfield that had little sense. Mm. Him and his wife, Pauline, they got married and went to work and saved their money and bought them the prettiest little home you ever seen. Right over there in Long Island. They live right over there in Long Island.
Over there on the Sound, Long Island Sound. On the peninsula.
How's that?
Long Island Sound, you know, over on the peninsula.
Yeah, they live in Long Island.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you know what a peninsula is, Rodney?
No, what is it?
Well, now, a peninsula is a long neck of dirt extending out into the water.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's what Carl's got. A long, dirty neck. Well, I tell you one thing. He's got a fine home, boy. He's even got his own swimming pool.
Oh,
yeah, it's his. It's got that right there in the yard. It's just fine, boy. It's fine. That day I was over there, some of the neighbors was over there and swimming.
Yeah.
And there was one woman there and swimming. She scared the fire out of me. I'll tell you the truth. She had on one of my real low-cut bikini bathing suits.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was low-cut, brother. In fact, I'm telling you, it was so low, I was just scared to death, afraid she'd get the hiccups.
You know, Rodney, I hate to be the first to tell you this, but I came in the stage door a while ago and I saw your wife in the arms of your best friend.
What?
That's right, and man, he was kissing her, too.
Well, Barnett, that's too much, brother. I'll take care of it.
Oh, no, don't. No, Ronnie, don't. Put that gun back. Ronnie. Bring that gun back, Ronnie. Don't do anything like that. My goodness. Well, now, what in the world is so funny?
You said it was my wife, the words of my best friend?
Your best friend.
I don't even know that guy.
Say, Marty, Nashville was mighty popular with all those disc jockeys last week, eh?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I noticed that Prince Albert is mighty popular with disc jockeys, too.
Yes, sir. Not just disc jockeys, Marty. I'll tell you this. Day in and day out, PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. You see, pipe smokers know that Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And they know, too, that PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of the tobacco. So, sir, you get a cool, comfortable pipe bowl every time you light up with PA.
And another thing, PA is crimp cut, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe and smokes smooth and long burning.
So all you pipe and bacon's men listening in, make the natural choice. Ask for America's largest selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
Well, you know, every time a bright new country star comes along, we make a place for him here at the Grand Ole Opry. And that's the story of our guest tonight. He's a fine fella and a top star on the Dot Record label, and we're mighty proud to call him friend. So here he is, Jimmy Newman!
Hey, all right!
Well, Jimmy, why don't you step right across the welcome mat there, son?
Well, thank you, old-timer. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, well, you know, no, seriously, Jimmy, you know, it's great to have you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry, and we want you to trot out a few of your fast-rising Dot Record hits for us.
Okay, Marty, what's your pleasure?
Well, I'd kind of like to hear you do Let the Whole World Talk.
Okay, then, here it is. Let the whole world talk about you. Let the whole world talk about me. We're gonna show the world how happy we two can be. All this love about it, too. And my word is built around you. You've always been the talk of the town. You used to really run around. I was wild as I could be. They said we'd never settle down. But I've changed and so have you. Little talk, we know I love it too.
Well, sir, a great song from a great guy, Jimmy Newman. Right now, some fancy fiddling by Shorty Lavender. It's the Mississippi Sawyer and Times Square Dance. Thank you. soft background tells us that it's time for our special moment on the Grand Ole Opry. The moment when we get to sing a fine old sacred song. Tonight we picked out one we think you'll like. Who at my door is standing?
Who at my door is standing? Patiently drawing near. Entrance within, demanding. Who is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling. Open the door for me. If thou will heed thy calling, I will abide. Are falling. Open the door for me. If thou will heed thy calling, I will abide.
Well, thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Marty, when you enter a restaurant, what do you naturally do?
Well, I look for a table and a menu.
Now, what do you look for in a general store?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco for my making smokes.
Well, that's a natural thing to do. You know, more men look for and ask for PA when they want an easy, rolling, mild, and tasty smoking tobacco. Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor nature puts into PA's tobacco.
Hey there now, buddy. You know, don't forget that PA is crimp-cut to roll easy, and it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Man, I won't forget a thing. But I'll tell the folks to roll their next making cigarettes in an OCB paper with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test that proves Prince Albert's naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, coming up right now, we have the queen of the country piano. It's Miss Del Wood and one called Crazy.
Thank you.
Mighty fine there, Dell. Thank you very much. Well, sir, you know, tomorrow is the first day of National Caged Bird Week. Seems like there ought to be a joke there someplace, but we can't find it. But all we can say is look out for Cousin Minnie Pearl! All right!
Well, sir, I want to notify all of you folks that if you'll get this week's copy of Life magazine, you'll find a whole bunch of us Grand Ole Opry folks just looking right at you, just smiling and grinning at you. We've got a wonderful 8-page spread in Life magazine, and we're all just as proud as we can be of it, and we want you all to get that copy and see, if you will, all your friends here at the Grand Ole Uproar. Well, sir, I want to tell you, I drove my feller Hezzy's car in here today. I certainly did just drive right along. In fact, the only trouble was it was awful the way them folks kept backing into me every time I tried to stop.
Oh.
Yes, every time. I took my car in one of them auto laundries, and I said to the feller down there, I said, I want you to wash this car and make it look like new. He said, lady, I'm sorry. We just wash cars. We don't iron them. But I was coming back up from there, and it was the funniest looking little old feller. He was just a little old pipsqueak of a feller come up behind me, and he says,
howdy, Minnie.
Well, Rodley, I'm proud to see you back here.
Glad to see you too.
You was up there in New York a long time, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was up there.
Tell me, Rodley, how did you find New York?
I just opened the train door and stepped out, and there it was.
Did you go by Buffalo?
No, we went on the train.
Oh, Rodley.
Say, I'm worried, Minnie. Do I look sort of worried?
You look sort of peaked.
Well, by net, I am. I'll tell you the truth. I'm scared since I got home. Look at this here note I got through the mail since I got home. Read what says there. It says, you stay away from my wife or by net, I'll kill you.
Oh, Rodley.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, what can I do? The fool didn't sign his name.
No. But
you ought to see my little parakeet bird I brung back from up there in New York.
A parakeet?
Yeah, a little parakeet.
I don't believe I've ever seen one of them. What are they like?
Parakeet?
Yeah.
Parakeet bird? Oh, it's sort of an instant parrot. It's a little bird that talks.
Yeah, oh,
you know,
yeah.
You on this little bitty thing.
I believe Lulu Twetzel's got one of them up grinder switch. But
yeah?
her bird don't talk.
No.
No.
Oh, well, Lulu, she would. She's just got a hold of the wrong bird, that's all. She's probably got a male bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody that knows anything about birds knows that in order to get one that talks, you've got to get the female bird.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right? Well, how do you tell the difference?
Well, many now folks that mess with parakeet birds much, they don't pay too much attention to that. They just turn them all out loose together and let them figure it out for themselves.
Come go with me. I'm getting ready to go down to the picture show, and they've got the most exciting picture down there you ever seen.
What is?
It's a mystery show.
Oh, I love
it. It's a spy plot.
Spy plot.
Yes. And the girl has got the secret plans knitted into her sweater.
The plot knitted into her sweater?
Yes.
Well, let's go, Minnie. I'll go with you. That's the kind of a plot I've always wanted to see unraveled.
Oh, bye now, baby.
Well, sir, that was one of life's better experiences. Right now, to serious matters, we're going to have that boy out here again from Louisiana, and he's got a lot of help out here from the Tulane football team. So let's make Jimmy Newman welcome again. All right.
Right ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Marty. Here's another one we got we'd like to do for you called Honky Tonk Tears. Honky Tonk Tears. Everyone knows I'm a fool over you. That my sorrow grows when I think of you.
boxes play. Those blue melodies, and my heart keeps saying, come back to me, please. You'll always find me waiting right here, and dear, I'll be crying honky tonk tears.
Thank you, Jimmy. And hey, listen, you know, if there are any newcomers to the Grand Ole Opry, this here is the old man himself. It's Grandpa Jones, and he's doing one called It's Raining Here This Morning.
Raining, raining, raining here this morning. And I'd sit in jail and I'd hang my head in shame. With a smile, I'd try to greet each and every dawning. But they've given me a number for my name. Many little raindrops are falling close to me. Makes the streams and rivers just as muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning. As the Mississippi flows down to the sea.
Thank you, Grandpa. I'd like to say thanks to all of you folks out there, and I really mean it. Because, you know, we happen to have a song that's doing fairly well around the country now. Some of you folks have been nice enough to come to town and take it back with you. We'd like to do it for you right now. It's, well, I forget the name of it, but it goes something like this.
Well, I never felt more ashamed, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose. Showed love you. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do. Cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. singing her blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars won't alone shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
We've had a real good time being with all you folks here tonight. We sincerely hope that you're glad that you came. Now, you know, next week we're going to come calling for you in that old buckboard, and the young sheriff is going to be up in the driver's seat. That's Farron Young. And Farron's deputized a couple of our favorite Opry stars. They're going to be coming along with him in that old buckboard. It's Charlie and Ira, the Louvin brothers. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry!
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes?
They taste great.
Yes, that's the big news. The exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that gives you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. Ah, the flavor's all there. So smooth, so full, so natural tasting.
Today, discover the extra smoking pleasure Cavalier's new blend brings you. Enjoy Cavalier's fresh, rich tobacco taste. Smoke after smoke.
Taste great. A great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with the wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. Cavaliers, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.